Say you'd like to kill the man who broke my heart. You don't think he should be allowed to live. You say you want to shoot the dude who screwed me up. Me, I'm trying so hard to forgive. But here's his address, here's his picture, here's the make and model of his car. He works until 4:30, then he hangs out at the topless bar with a girl on each arm. If he should come to harm, just keep it to yourself. Remember how he cheated and he lied to me. He told me that it makes you lose your head. I see they're pouring concrete on Route 33. I don't believe you did those things you said. Here's his address, here's his picture, here's his pager number and his cell. He works out at the health club and he really likes to watch himself flexing in the mirror. If he should disappear, just keep it to yourself. You'll take care of things. So here's his address, here's his picture, here's the make and model of his car. He works until 4:30, then he hangs out at the topless bar with a girl on each arm. If he should buy the farm, just keep it to yourself. Just keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Are there any married people out there in the audience? So, you're not sure. You were this morning when you left home, but when you get back, you're not sure what's going to be. Well, this is from my new album, and it's a little bit of a protest song.
Life's become a great big list of things to do and buy and fix. At night we pass out before 10. Are we ever gonna have sex again? I looked for your in today. Seemed that it had gone away.
domesticated, don't you hate it? What happened to babe and stud? Too much KFC and bud. I'll shout it out into the wind. Are we ever gonna have sex again? Let's get down on the rug after you finish the dishes. Not now, hon, the eggs are frying, but you get extra points for trying. Maybe I can squeeze you in between the PTA and the CNN. Are we ever gonna have sex again? I'll shout it out into the wind. Are we ever gonna have sex again?
Because we're here in Borders, and I wrote this song about a bookstore. It actually was the rival, which I won't name, but you know that big other store that sells books. Does this mic sound okay? It's a little boomy, or is it all right? Okay, we are in a bank after all. I think it used to be a bank, but so this is on my anthology, and it's called Knapsack.
Sat just inside the revolving door. It was a bookstore where I'd never been before. Wasn't looking for anything more than a book, but I looked. Isn't that what eyes are for? Studying biographies, I checked out the magazines. My mind kept leading me back to his face I'd seen. Something about him made me feel 17 and stop. So I'm not, isn't that what minds are for? Now every day I can't wait to see him. I'm gonna ask his name. But every day I hand him my bag and everything remains the same. My knapsack and his fingers brushed my wrist. Gave me a number, but it wasn't even his. I crossed another novel off of my reading list. Wish to be kissed, isn't that what lips are for? Thinking about him when I'm on my way to work. All these men in suits, they look too perfect. And I wanna tell him I'm not just some soldier. Hey, I got a man, I understand what life is for. And every day I can't wait to see him. I'm gonna ask his name. But every day I just hand him my bag. And everything remains the same. Just inside the revolving door, wanted to tell him that I can't see him anymore. I got a new job in a different part of town. Fired, rehired, isn't that what work is for? He smiled right at me. poetry on his tie. I'll think about him when I go to bed at night. Deep in my sleep, isn't that what dreams are for? I took my knapsack just inside the revolver door. I took my knapsack just inside the revolver door. I took my knapsack.
Been playing a couple Borders stores the last week or so, and each time they put me in a different section. And in one, I was in the children's section, and I thought that was a little inappropriate. And another, I was in the self-help section, and I thought that was pretty good. Now I'm in the travel section, and I like that because playing music, we get to do a lot of traveling, and it's really one of the best parts of the job. And I've spent the last couple days in Massachusetts, and all over, really, starting in Cambridge and up to Greenfield and down to Fall River, and you know, lost my shoes in Cambridge and almost got arrested in Boston today, and broke my guitar in Greenfield, and so it's just been one great broadening travel experience after another. But this is a song that that I wrote about a year and a half ago, and after a show in Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, and it's called Don't Ever Change.
I took a walk in a small town Sunday morning just to see what was going on. Sat watching two guys fishing in the river, running through like there was nothing wrong, nothing wrong. They had their lines in the water 10 feet apart. Beer guts, t-shirts, me with my heavy heart. Don't have religion, but I'm trying to pray. And I never liked fishing, but I wanted to stand up and say, hey,
don't ever change.
change.
Thanks a lot. I think I'm going to play one more rousing number, and then we'll send you back off to do whatever it is. Anybody going back to work this afternoon, or somebody's got to do it. And thank you so much for sitting and sharing your lunchtime with us. Again, that's Dwayne Jarvis on the guitar. I'm Amy Rigby, and thanks so much to Borders for playing my music over the PA in here. And I, even when we called on the hold music, I could hear myself. Frankly, to me, it's a little too much me, but still, I do appreciate it, and thanks for having me. And let's see, I think we'll do this one's called 20 Questions, and hope to see you again. I come up and play in Boston about every 6 months or so, so look for me, and here we go.
Thanks everyone for coming out to Borders today, and Amy and Dwayne, thanks for giving us this great show. For those of you who'd like to pick up copies of their albums or like to meet them even personally, we do invite you to do so. We've got CDs available right here to your right. We just do request that you purchase them in advance because they're in these little plastic keeper things. But otherwise, come on up and feel free to say hi. And again, thanks for coming. And Amy and Dwayne, thanks again.